Democrat Mark Conley is best known for an 8-year run leading New Hampshire's Securities Bureau, where he pursued high-profile fraud cases, including against Tyco International and the Ponzi scheme known as FRM, after clashing with the Attorney General's office and former Governor John Lynch over the state's handling of FRM. Conley resigned in 2010 and wrote a book accusing the state of a cover-up. He then set up shop as an investment advisor. When Conley spoke at last month's New Hampshire Democratic Convention, he stressed his work policing the world of high finance.
An office of 10 people, we fined these banks, these Wall Street interests, over $50 million. And we said, no, not in New Hampshire.
Conley flirted with runs for U.S. Senate in 2010 and governor in 2012. He confirms his plans for 2016 are more serious, but is deferring comment until later this month. He'll join Executive Counselor Colin Van Oostrom in the Democratic primary on the GOP side. Executive Counselor Chris Sununu is running, and State Rep Frank Edelblue, among others, are looking at runs. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.